Thanks, Brad. Good morning. At around 9:30 yesterday morning, an undercover deputy working with the sheriff's community response team set up a meeting with two suspects in Eureka. The sting was put into motion when one of the suspects, 41-year-old Jason Bacon of Eureka, responded to an online ad about the sale of a motorcycle. The seller happened to be a non-sworn member of the sheriff's department and alerted investigators after Bacon offered to pay for the bike with $8,000 of marijuana. When the deputy met with Bacon, Bacon led him to a pickup truck owned by his father, 57-year-old Raymond Bacon, and pointed out that approximately 1.5 pounds of marijuana was to be used in the purchase. The deputy then signaled for deputies waiting in the area, along with members of the Eureka Police Department's POP team, and both Bacons were arrested. A search of their residence in the 3600 block of William Street in Eureka turned up more than 300 pounds of dried marijuana, one stolen firearm, along with 10 other firearms, 49 grams of meth, and more than 2 pounds of hash. Both men were booked into county jail on numerous charges, but were soon bailed out before additional charges could be filed, and the case has been referred to the DA's office. Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpham commented on crime in the city. One concern he has is that of car theft, saying that incidents are on the rise. The chief also commented about the high-speed chase recently that led CHP officers and Eureka Police through the city and finally came to a close when the suspect, still at large, crashed into a parked car on Hodgson Street.
Well, our car thefts have been way up recently. That's one of the things that's bothered. In fact, today we got into a pursuit. Actually, the Highway Patrol started it, and it ended up in Eureka. And the Highway Patrol ended up calling it off because it got to the point where it's too dangerous. The guy was doing like 80 miles an hour down Hodgson Street, right past Sequoia Park. So the Highway Patrol wisely shut it off. But the car, they found the car a little later. It crashed into a parked car, and the guy ran. And we tried to seal the area off.
The chief went on to say that the investigators have a suspect in mind. He's a guy who regularly steals cars. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. Some positive economic news. As the Greater Eureka Chamber of Commerce announces, they will celebrate a grand opening and ribbon-cutting celebration next Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Dynamic Healthcare LLC on 408 7th Street. Suite D2 in Eureka. Members of the Chamber Board of Directors, ambassadors, local officials, and business leaders will gather to celebrate the new Eureka business. Dynamic Healthcare, it offers timely and effective solutions to today's home care challenges, providing in-home health care services for the elderly and those who are unable to perform everyday living activities. Ribbon-cutting ceremonies are sponsored by the Eureka Chamber of Commerce to celebrate the investment and vote of confidence demonstrated by new and expanding business members. More KINS News is after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Arcata Police conducted a probation search of 26-year-old Tristan Crossland at his room at the Super 8 Motel in Valley West early yesterday, locating two firearms, including one that had been reported stolen during a burglary last month. Crossland, a convicted felon, was arrested for possession of the stolen property and the firearms, while 25-year-old Liana Ferry, who was also in the room, was taken into custody. Possession of a controlled substance. Two small children with Ferry were taken into protective custody. Both Crossland and Ferry were booked in the county jail. The Superior Court of Humboldt County is seeking applicants for the civil grand jury for the upcoming fiscal year. The civil grand jury investigates citizen complaints related to local governments and nonprofit agencies that receive public money. To qualify as a grand jury member, you must be at least 18 years of age, a county resident for at least 1 year, and not currently holding elected office, and not currently serving on a board or commission appointed by the Board of Supervisors. For more information, contact County Administration or check the county website under the heading Grand Jury. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.